You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles tonight, 2 Kings Orchestra, we'll let you be dismissed and come around if you will. I praise God for the orchestra. I don't know how they do it. They just play. I just sort of go like this. They just start playing, and that is great. Thank you. The guitars, they had about six or seven tonight. We have probably 25 people that play guitar. I need you over there. And so if you'll start to go, look at them all going out of here. Big crowd tonight. That is great. You know, I'll get to preaching in a minute. This afternoon, I was upstairs, and my wife, I thought she was watching TV. She wasn't. She was listening to good Christian music on her radio, on her phone. And I've been singing the song that I think it was today or maybe last night that came up. I want you to turn with me in your songbook and sing it a cappella. It's not really an a cappella song, but North Valley Baptist Church can do anything. Page 356. God sent his son. They called him Jesus because he lives. And on this closing night of February the 1st, 2026, I hope we'll carry this song with us. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. There you go. He came
to love.
Beautiful. Up on the radio, turn the congregation up, will you please?
He
picture right there. It doesn't show the balcony tonight, but I thank God for you. I love our church so much. I love you folks, and you're great people. You know, I deal with pastors every week that are having hard times with their people, hard times. People are so, you know, some of God's people are so mean. And really, I've never had that here. Oh, we've had a few little things here and there throughout the life of this church, 50 years, but you've been excellent people. And I'm in my heyday here today with you, and I thank God for you. Let's read together. I want you to read 2 Kings chapter 23. We're going to go back to chapter 21 and 22 in just a few moments, but 2 Kings 23. We're going to read verse number 21 through verse 25. Chapter 23, verse 21 through 25. Verse 25 will be our text tonight. Let's stand together, shall we? And let's read together. Pause at the commas, the periods, the semicolons. Ready? Verse 21. Ready? Begin. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover.
Surely there is not a holy such Passover from the days of the judges and the judges of Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel.
Our Father, I want to thank you for a wonderful, wonderful day in Sunday school, Sunday morning, and now tonight. Now our day is about over. Just a few moments, the invitation to be given. I pray that you'd allow me to be a help to the people of God with this great message that you've given to me. It's your word. And I pray that we'd hide it in our heart that we might not sin against thee. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Before you back up to chapter 21, I want you to see verse 25. And like unto him, there was no king before him which turned to the Lord. In other words, he's saying there's no one like Josiah. Josiah had a father. His dad's name was Amnon. Amnon, the Bible said, was a wicked, wicked king. So here's this king, Josiah. No one like him. No one like him. He sought God with all of his heart. But he was raised in a home with a wicked dad. His grandfather was Manasseh. Manasseh was a wicked man. So Daddy Manasseh and Daddy Amnon, both wicked as could be. But he had a great grandfather who was a great king. His great grandfather was a man by the name of Hezekiah. And somehow, you know, you may have failed with your children. And maybe your children's children and your children, but maybe a great man of God is coming. He said, my great granddaddy was a man of God. I want to speak tonight on this subject. No one like him. There's no one like you tonight either. No one like him. And I want to see the ingredients that gave him that testimony. Nobody was like him. There wasn't anybody, no king, 19 kings of Judah, 19 kings of Israel, nobody like him. Nobody like him. You know, I've thought so much and I've been prepared for this message for about 2-3 weeks. Shirley Orme, I thought of Shirley tonight with this message. My wife said to me several months ago, she said, Shirley has married two wonderful men. Your husband, Wally Davis, was my dearest of friends in college and in life. He was just a good, good man. God took him very early in life, I think age 51, and he's laid out to rest here. And then God gave you Tony. Tony, I wish you wouldn't live in Ohio. I wish you'd live right here. I think of it all the time. I wish I could be Tony's pastor. You have loved Wally's two girls and their grandkids. You've taken them as your own and they've taken you in. And we've not replaced Wally Davis, but there's no replacing you either. You're a great man of God. Your pastor's fortunate to be your pastor. Those are two men, and surely I don't know how you lucked out, but you've got two good men. And they're good men. No one like them. And I think I could say that about most of you in this room tonight. There's no one like you. You're an original you. I thank God for you. Well, let's go back to chapter 21. Let's see what made him, actually go to 22, and what made him so instrumental that there was no one like him. He was one of a kind. You know, you college boys, you can be one of a kind. Amen. You college girls can be one of a kind. I wonder, and I don't think you'll be like a Susanna Wesley with 19 kids. But I think of the ladies that you could raise 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids for the glory of God. There's no one like you. You're going to be able to read stories to your kids and love your children and cuddle with your children and talk to your children. My wife says all the time, Natalia back here, Chiago, they are such good Christians. Amen. And Natalia is such a good mother. I was talking to Brother Chiago a week ago, and I said, you're raising three good kids. He goes, it's their mother. It's Natalia. Amen. He goes, she's such a good wife. She's such a good mother. And there's no one like her. There's no one like you. I think of Miss Mann back there. You're raising those four good kids, you and your husband. I think of every one of you tonight. You're raising good kids. Our Christian school, Tabitha, it is amazing. The elementary school, the junior high school, the high school, and the college here. We are a blessed people. There's no one like you tonight. Well, what made him so unusual that there's no one like him? Well, verse 1 tells us Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign 31 years in Jerusalem. You know, as a young boy, he began to seek after God. Good. Young people, don't sow your wild oats and come back as a prodigal son or daughter. Live for God from your youth. Amen. These little kids come by here, and every time I think, I wonder, will he live for God a lifetime? Or will he get stuck on himself? Will he get stuck in alcohol or with drugs? What's this little boy going to do? What's this little girl going to do? Is she going to marry a guy? He's going to walk out, and she's going to get mad at God and walk out of God. No, no. From a youth, teenagers, are you listening tonight? Teenagers, you're going to have to determine right now as a youth what kind of mother you want to be. What kind of father you want to be. What kind of Christian you want to be. I look at our church. We have so many of you. We were at the stoplight this morning. I saw David and Laquita going home. And I said, they have been so faithful since Marty Stallnaker's day, when Marty reached you for Christ so many years ago. And he works in San Francisco. And he's been such a faithful man, such a faithful lady. That's what you need to be. But early in life, you need to choose this. You're going to have to choose early in life. Josiah was 8 years of age when he began to reign. At age 16, he said, I'm going to seek God with all my heart. I'm going to make God preeminent. Some of you are getting engaged, and you're going to be married. You better seek God early. Seek him early. Pray every day as a husband and wife. Pray every day. Talk about the Lord. Sing about his praises. Talk about children that God may give you. A lot of you right now in this room are expecting babies. God's giving and planted that birth of that baby in your womb. And God is giving you a child that you're going to be able to hold and love for the glory of God. I don't know if your husband's going to stay. I don't know if you're going to raise that child alone. But I can tell you this, that child can make it with a godly mama. Choose early in life. Not only did he choose early in life, but I want you to see, secondly, he chose to do right. To do right's a choice. Verse 2, let's read it together. Ready? Begin. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. If you read today, Proverbs chapter 1, this being the first day of the week, the first day of the year, of the month, if you read that this morning, you saw where the dad says to son, son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Walk not in the way of them. Avoid it. Don't even get near it. Stay away from an evil path. You're going to have to determine, I am going to do right with my life. I have failed God so many times. But when I was in sixth grade, I found that pack of cigarettes on a Sunday morning delivering papers around 5:30 in the morning. And that morning I had such a temptation to smoke them. And my younger cousin, who became a preacher and is a godly man, just retired, he said, Jack, let's smoke those things. I said, I'm not going to smoke them. I felt like such a weasel, such a sissy, because here I'm 3 years older than him. And I said, no. And consequently, he said, no. I don't think he's ever touched a cigarette. I know I have. It. And I haven't missed anything. I know that day I told you a few weeks ago, Chuck Wall said, Jack, you're in charge of the beverages. And I had to stack that liquor. And I said, Chuck, I cannot do it. I cannot touch this stuff. I wasn't a good Christian as a high schooler. I wasn't testifying. I didn't know how to testify. I wasn't winning anybody to Christ. Thank you, Brother Austin and Chloe, for bringing bus number. What number are you? 12? 25. Bus kids up there, I'm so glad to see you. And Jante, you brought a bus today. What bus are you, Jante? 27. God bless you. Boy, look at that whole row of girls and guys. We're glad they're here tonight. But you can't. You're going to have to decide early, I am going to do right. I'm going to do right, though in school there's no one doing right, though maybe in my home no one's doing right. I am going to do right. You say, well, I don't know the difference between right and wrong. Oh, yes, you do. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit says that's wrong. And I try to listen to him every day because he say, Jack, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not right. That's sin. Don't listen to that. That's not right. The Holy Spirit of God will tell you. I'm so sick and tired of people think the church has to tell you everything. Let the Spirit of God tell you. That's wrong music. I don't know why it's wrong, but it's not right. It's not fitting right in my heart. That's not good music. Brother Martinez, I can count on your music being right all the time here. Amen. Special music people, I can count on your music being right.
Yeah.
Do right. Bob Jones Sr. said, do right till the stars fall, but just do right. Pastor Pirate wrote that song, do right till the stars fall, do right till the last call. Why can't we just do right? You know, it's right to come to Sunday school.
Amen.
It's right to come to Sunday morning.
Amen.
It's right to come to Wednesday night. It's right to come to Sunday night. It's right. It's right to serve God with your life. It's right to serve in the choir, in the orchestra. Thank God for all of you folks that do that. It's right to pass tracks. It's right to go so. It's right to pray with your family. That's right. Not only did he start young in life, no one liked him. Well, why? He started young. Why was he? Why no one liked him? Because he did that was right. Number three, he loved the Bible.
Glory.
Look what the Bible says here regarding him. The verse number 8. And Hilkiah the high priest and Shaphan the scribe. Look at this. I have found the book of the law in the house of God. And they gave the book to Shaphan and he read it. Verse number 10, and Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered unto me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Verse 13, and they inquired the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of the book that was found is found. For great is thy wrath. And we've not hearkened to the words of the book. Look what he says in verse number 16. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book. This book, he loved the Bible. Chapter 23, verse number 2. The king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah with inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, and read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of God. The Bible was lost at God's house. They shut the doors. People stopped worshiping. And Josiah said, I'm coming back to open the doors of the house of God. And when they began to restore the house of God, they found a book. They found the Bible. Sure, the Bible ought to be in church. And it ought to be in your life. Sometime you ought to think of all the songs we sang in elementary chapel. They all deal with theology. We sang the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Thank God for the Bible. Holy Bible, book divine. Precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to chide me when I rove and mine to teach me what I love. I love the old Bible. The precious old Bible. The light of my pathway to guide. It keeps me so happy. Always so happy. I love the Word of God. And you know why there was no one like him? He loved the Bible.
Amen.
He loved doing right. And he loved being a youth and said, I'm going to just live for God with my life. Get in the Bible. Get in the Bible. Study the Bible. Read the Bible. But not only did I find, number three, he loved the Bible. He invested in God's house. Look at chapter number 22, verse number 9. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and he brought the king word again, said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house. They keep mentioning the house here in verse number 9 again. One verse after another, that the house of the Lord, 9 times in 4 verses, the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord. In verse number, chapter 22, and verse number 5, and deliver unto the doers of the work that they have oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give the doors of the work which is at the house of the Lord, to repair the breaches into the house, and the carpenters and the builders and the masons to buy timber and hewn stone to prepare the house. Amen. The house of God was so special. Amen. I have such precious memories of the house of God. Parents, your children should have precious memories. Amen. I recall my dad and mother made us sit with them. I've told you this many times. My dad never let us sit between the parents. He said, your kids are going to be gone one day. I'm going to still have mama, and we're going to sit together. And so my dad would sit here. I'd sit normally next to my dad on the outside aisle. And then my two sisters would sit, and they'd change spots with my mother. And we sat as a family. I like that. Till I got to the youth group, and then we moved to the youth section, which was in front of our kids, in front of our parents. They could watch us. I love thinking of church. Amen. Our church was all farmland, and there was a barbed wire fence just 5 feet away from the windows on this side, no air conditioning. So we just opened up those windows all the time. It got so hot in that building. And there was a cow. I'd never listened to the pastor preach. I'd watch that cow. And that cow would always come, and he did what all cows do. The grass is always greener on our side of the fence. He'd stick his head through that fence and be chewing all our grass up and all of our weeds up. But I just watched that cow. I'd watched that cow for the longest time. I had no idea what the pastor was saying. But I tell you what, I got a lot from the music in our church. I used to hate it, Brother Ox and I would say, school days all ended. I love that song. School days all ended, da 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 da, heaven will open, Jesus will come, some golden day break. And I could remember our pastor talking about the Lord's coming back again.
Amen.
Back in the 50s and in the 60s, he's coming again.
Yep.
Well, guess what? He's coming again in 2026. He is coming again. I thank God for the house of God. I made such good decisions. I was raised in the best church in America, but our church, the pastor would preach. He'd always preach an hour and 15 minutes. He'd preach, give the invitation, but nobody came. Nobody came in our, just the way it was. Nobody came forward like at this church. We come forward all the time. And we sing 2, 3, 4, 5 stanzas of a hymn, and that was it. But it was such a special church. Our church was really highbrow on Sunday morning. Our pastor was from Bob Jones University, and Dr. Bob Sr., he died in 68. He was the chancellor of that school. He made it real highbrow, so our choir came out with their robes, and we sang the doxology. Sunday morning, nobody could lead the music. The pastor, it was in the bulletin, the songs you're going to sing. And he'd stand here, and he'd just sing the songs. And I loved it. I got to learn all these old hymns of the faith. Amen. I just loved it. Sunday night was more gospel and revival. And we'd sing revival songs. Since Jesus came into my heart, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. We'd sing all those great ones, but Sunday morning was really staid. Sunday night, no choir robes. It was just revival. God worked in my heart. I look back on that church with just fondness. Then my dad went in the hearing aid business, and we moved over to Stockton for 2 years. He lost his business there, but Dr. John R. Siemens was our pastor. He was a white-haired old man, real old, probably 50s, but a real old man, he probably 70s really, but he was white-haired. Dr. John R. Siemens and Gladys, his wife, they were the sweetest old couple. I don't think they had children. And he just would preach. And then Sunday night, they did it this way at Calvary Baptist Church in Stockton. When the pastor was done, they dimmed the lights. And Earl Call would go behind a post over here. And the organist and the pianist began to play. And he'd sing every Sunday night, "God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his wings securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again." Lights would come on, joyous, we'd go home. You know, I wouldn't want to end a service like, but I tell you, those are good memories. Then we went back to our home church, and I went to college from there. I have such many great memories from the house of God. And that's what Josiah, he opened up the church. He opened up the temple that was shut. I want to close off with this. He purified God's house. Look at verse chapter 23, verse 7. He break down the houses of the Sodomites, which were by the house of the Lord. I mean, these Sodomites moved in by the house of God. Verse number 11, he took away the horses of the kings of Judah that had given to the sun. Look at verse 14. And he break in pieces the images and cut down the groves and filled the places with the bones of men. Verse 15, moreover, the altar which is at Bethel, the high priest, the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin and made both that altar and the high place, he break down and burned the high place, stamped it to small to powder, and burned the grove. Amen. Look at verse number 24 of that chapter, please. Moreover, the workers, the familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and the abominations were spied out in the land. Jerusalem and Josiah put away that they may perform the words of the book. And then in verse 25 of our text, there is no king like him. I'll tell you why there was no king like him. He was a man of God. Weeks ago, I began to write down. I wrote down no one like Alan and Jackie Van Dyke.
Amen.
There's no one like him. There's no one like Colonel Harder. No one like him. There's no one like the Jacobs.
Amen.
There's no one like Bill Shilton.
Amen.
There's no one like Pat Carr. There's Amen. No one like Maria Nunes. There's no one like Brother and Sister Flores. There's no one like the Worleys. You know, all these people are in their 80s and they're still going to God's house.
Yeah.
What a testimony. There's others in this church, and many of you are flirting. No one like Bill Manley. Not Leanne, you're not old enough, but Bill Manley.
Amen.
81. No one like him. You've lived for God a lifetime. And a lot of you are flirting with 80s now in your 70s. God's been so good to us. I hope that we'll become like Josiah. No one like my friend Wally Davis. I hear him out here in the hallways preaching. I could never preach like he could preach. He just had it. I could never give an invitation like he could give. He just had it. He just had the touch of God. And then God took him. Faithful unto death, God took him. God in time gave Tony to Shirley, another man of God. Why don't you have a testimony like that? Our Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you for their love for thee. I thank you for this evening in your house. And Lord, I pray that you would meet the need of each of us. May these young people as youth make some decisions. I'm going to live for Christ. May we decide I'm going to do right. May they find the book of the law. May they sacrifice for the house of God. And then, Lord, may they purify the house of God. May our young people see the necessity of keeping the youth group right.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.